Cattle prices high, but so are costs. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. The cattle industry across the board is feeling the crunch. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
A bit of a surprise in the latest Agriculture Department report on cattle feedlots and September placements of animals into those feedlots.
Trade analysts were expecting to see this report shown placement numbers that would be below year earlier.
But placements turned out to be slightly more than September last year. USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham told us this happened even though the number of cattle outside feedlots available to go into feedlots this year is a lot smaller. So what happened? Shagham says in those drought areas of Texas and Oklahoma, placements were down. But
areas like California and some of the northern states were showing increases, which may be a function of the fact that they had grass they held back placing animals, and now as fall is coming, you're seeing a more seasonal pattern of placements in the northern plains.
At any rate, feedlots now have 11.3 million head, 5% above this time a year ago. Nonetheless, cattle prices still very high and going up. Last year, fed cattle were averaging about $95 a hundredweight. Lately, they've been fetching an average of $120.
This is obviously a very, very good price.
Not good enough, though, for most people in the beef industry to actually turn any kind of profit. Shale Shagham says even now,
packer margins are negative. They are having to pay more for the cattle than they're getting, including the byproduct credit for the wholesale meat plus the byproducts. The feedlots are probably losing money, having to pay more for feeder cattle and feed.
And it's likely a mixed picture for cow-calf operators.
Cow-calf operators who have grass are probably doing well, but those who are having to pay for forage are probably being squeezed.
And it's no wonder. Look at hay prices. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And with drought in the West, hay is having to come from the North this year, adding transportation costs to that already high hay price. Have a safe day and join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.